It's always great when John is able to come and be with us, any of our missionaries, but when John comes from Quebec, we know him and we love him, and John, our hearts and our prayers are with you. And so it was great to hear a presentation on the work in Quebec during class time, and to be brought up to speed. There's a situation with the building there in which a final phase of it, a dormitory phase that would allow for a preaching school, would allow for Bible camps and retreats and a number of things, but that's always been in the plans, and some things have changed with the government there, the local government, and so the work at Quebec, where Jean is on a time crunch, and next May will be a do or never do part of that building. Basically, get that part done or don't, and the city will restrict that. So our hearts are with you, and we're going to do what we can, and there are a number of other churches that are supporting the work there. So church, I want to remind you, of course, we have the silver box this morning. And the funds that you may be able to give today, we will be coordinating in the future to see what else we might be able to do. But today is an opportunity to give to the work of God in a land to the north of where we are, where the gospel is not rich. It is sparse. And so, Jean, please keep up the work. I need to tell you, he is on a very tight schedule. So after services this morning, you may, if you see him, or if you don't see him and can't find him, there's a reason. That's because he's trying not to be late to his next appointment this evening. And so, but keep that in your prayers, church. Amen. We all want peace, right?
Yes.
We want peace. We pray for peace. We long for peace. Oftentimes, however, we are doing the opposite of what is needed to have peace. Have you ever thought about that? I want it. I pray for it. But I might be my own worst enemy. Do you really want more peace? And if so, do you realize it will cost you? But it will not cost you more money. It will actually cost you less money. This is a time of year where we're quickly approaching Christmas time. If you didn't know it, have you been to a store recently? Have you watched television? You seen any commercials? It's that time. All right? It is an exciting time. I love Christmas time. It's a family time in our culture. However, it's not Christmas time yet, right? This Thursday is Thanksgiving, and which it's nice that Thanksgiving comes before Christmas. And the fact is, Scripture reminds us it is always time to be thankful. You know why it's always time to be thankful? The reason is because God is always good. We always have a good God to thank for something. And if nothing else, you just thank God. God, I know you're good. I don't understand what's going on in my life, maybe, or around me. The devil is working, but God, I know you're working. Yes. And you're more powerful, and you are always good. Black Friday. When you hear those words, Black Friday, what do you think? We are quickly, this Friday... That's why I say Thursday is Thanksgiving. Friday starts the season. We are entering a time of a roller coaster of about 6 weeks of highs and lows. Anyone ever look back on the Christmas season and realize that you spent more than you intended to? You spent more than you could afford, i.e. credit cards. You spent more than you needed to. And you actually added some unneeded stress because you were trying to find a great deal. You were fighting the crowds and the traffic, and you had to get this, and you had to do that, and you had, we have to, we have to, we have to. Anyone else? Does that ring a bell for anyone? If you love giving presents, this is kind of a statement I need to make at this point. If you are a giver, and I think that we all have a joy in giving, but if you especially love giving presents, then this time is probably especially fun for you. And if that's you, I want you to know that my goal at the end of this lesson today is that you still love giving I have no intention of taking that away from any of us. But my goal is that we would analyze what we're doing during this season. We would analyze it and be purposeful about it. These two pictures kind of show a contrast. The one on the left is what we want. That says peace to me, by the way. I'd love to walk down that road. That's just peaceful. The one on the right, that's what we're about to face, church. That's the world we live in. And we want what's on the left, but we get caught up in what's on the right. I like Christmas time, okay? I confess it. I enjoy the family traditions. Started when I was young. I enjoy the childhood memories. I love giving gifts. I love receiving gifts. I'll say it, okay? I love receiving gifts. I love holiday food, starting with this Thursday. I love it too much. But much of what we do this time of year, we inherited, didn't we? We're just building on what the traditions of people before us. And so I ask you to pause with me today and take a look at God's Word and see if there's anything He would have for us that would apply to what we're about to embark on. And a word for us to consider today is the word moderation. In other words, pump the brakes. Pump the brakes. Have you ever had someone tell you you've had enough? You've had enough. That's enough. One of the great things about becoming an adult, I remember this when I went off to college. It was so exciting to me as one who was on their own, so to speak. I remember the joys when you're an adult. You don't have anyone telling you that's enough. You know the bad thing about becoming an adult? You don't have anyone telling you that's enough. Right? We need that sometimes. Anyone else have trouble with moderation? Here's a Proverb 25:16. If you have found honey, eat only enough. Honey, eat only enough for you, lest you have your fill and vomit it. Isn't that a verse for Thanksgiving week? I need this. All right? Moderation. I need this. I struggle with moderation. 1 Corinthians 9:25. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable crown, we an imperishable. Another scripture along these lines, 1 Corinthians 6:12. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. Okay? So, just because we can does not mean we should. Moderation. I feel for the single adults. If you are a single adult, a single parent, or just single, you're not married, I feel for you because I don't know what I'd do if I didn't have someone once in a while to say, really? Really? You don't think that's enough? It's kind of good having a spouse to check you once in a while and say, do you really need that? Do you really need to buy that? And if you're a single adult, I'm joking, but I'm dead serious. Moderation, it's tough. It's hard when you don't have anyone to pull you back a little bit. There's an author of a chapter in the Bible. Turn to Proverbs 30. Proverbs chapter 30. There's an author, the one who wrote this chapter, of course, inspired by God, but the author of this chapter's name is Agur, and all we know about him is what's in this chapter. That's all we know. I've not met someone who prayed this prayer that he prays. Proverbs 37. He asks two things. Two things I ask of you. Deny them not to me before I die. Here's number one. Remove from me falsehood and lying. Now, that part I have. You know, we could pray that prayer, couldn't we? God, help me to be truthful. But how about this part? I've not met anyone who ever prayed this. Give me neither poverty nor this part, riches. God, don't give it to me. Neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needful for me, lest I be full and deny you and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God. That's quite a prayer. The spirit of that passage is not strong in our society this time of year, is it? The spirit of moderation. What we see is I want, I want, I want. And it's hard. It's really hard to even live this time of year and not be bombarded by the advertising of what you... Do you know there's things you need you didn't even know you needed? But right? Turn on the TV or get on the internet, and ads are coming from everywhere telling you, you have to have this. Ephesians 5:18 says, do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. This is just a reference and a reminder. Our world, mankind, outside of Christ, we indulge. Outside of, you leave me without Christ, my human nature says, if it's good, if some is good, more is better, give me more. We indulge, we're indulgent. I like to watch TV, and sometimes I watch more than I need. I like to eat, and oftentimes I eat more than I need. I like things. I like buying things. And sometimes I buy more than I need. Moderation. 1 Timothy 6:10 says, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith. Did you know we've lost brothers and sisters in Christ because of this? Because of having the difficulty to having the ability to moderate, that the craving for more, it is so tempting, isn't it? Have you ever thought about this? If you feel like you should make more money, that you deserve more money, a better income, have you ever thought, this is a strange thought to me, but it's possible that God is the reason you don't have more. And I don't mean that you're not living good, you know, that you're living outside of His will, and so He's saying, shame on you. I mean, could it be that God is saying to you, you can't handle more? Because with more comes more temptation. With more comes more responsibility. With more may come more love for this world and less love for God. That's a strange thought to me. But one we would be wise to evaluate. Our children are tempted to love money. True?
Yes.
They're tempted to love money and anything that it will buy. So that's a question for today. Is this time of year, Christmas time, what are we trying to teach our children about money? That's something for us to think about, isn't it? By the way, we're not canceling Christmas. I'm not starting that petition, right? That's not what this is about. It's just about the fact that our society influences us so much. And what am I trying to do this time of year? Many of you, I'm not going to say the older one, I'm not going to say old, you old ones, just older, right? Older. Your parents did not overindulge you during Christmas time. But it wasn't because they were showing moderation, it's because they didn't have it to give. They didn't have it. So we can't exactly look back and say, you know, the generations before, they did it right, because look, they didn't just go crazy with all the gifts for the kids. The fact is, they didn't have it to give. Right. If they had, then we could pat them on the back a little bit. But the point is, now we have more means to purchase things, or maybe things are cheaper. I don't know. We just have more. We have the ability to give our children, and dare I say, grandchildren, excuse me, more than they really need. And I just ask that we evaluate that a little bit and be purposeful about it and say, God, I've prayed about it, we've planned it, and we think this is what we're doing is good, and no regrets. When you're shopping, you have to battle these kind of thoughts. See if any of these ring a bell. You deserve it. You need it. You are worth it. Those are three big ones right now, by the way. Advertisers are not dumb. Trust me. They've researched you. They know me, right? You deserve it. You need it. You are worth it. When we look, we're shopping, and we see it, and we think that whoever I'm going to give this to is going to be so happy when they get this. How about this thought? I have to have this. They have to have this. This was made for them. You ever had that one? If I'm going to spend this much, I might as well spend a little more and get this, right? Here's a TV that I can afford. This would be kind of moderate, but I just, if I spend this much, I get this one. That's tempting to me, church. More. Moderation. Is that a bad word? It sounds bad when I'm saying that. Moderation. How about this one? They always wanted this. I see this gift. I know my kid, child, could be spouse, parent, whoever. They've always wanted this. Just remember, give it a year and they'll always want something else. I mean, things, right? I have things in my house. Toys don't get played with even a whole 12 months, do they? I mean, they get kind of old and mundane pretty quick. And as adults, we're not that much different. Ecclesiastes 5:10 says, whoever loves money will never have enough money. I encourage you to ask the question, is what I'm getting good for who I'm getting it for? Is there eternal value in what I'm doing? And as we exercise some moderation, it's good that we plan our steps, even during Christmas time. I know I've looked back after Christmas. I'm not the only one in the room that spent more than we intended, more than we really could afford. And then we pay on a credit card all year and struggle because of it. Let me throw just a bizarre thought to you. If a family could afford to go to Disney World, but they went to Branson instead, and they took the difference, and they put it toward helping the kingdom of God in some way. Strange thought, isn't it? I'm not getting any amens. I don't see any. This is a hard sermon to preach. If a family could afford to go to Branson, and they went to Frontier City instead, right? And took the rest and invested it in the kingdom of God somehow, or in some need that God would be happy with. So what I'm putting before you is this is the opposite of what we'll walk out here and be bombarded with, which is you need this, you have to have this. Here's the latest thing. Here's something you didn't even know you needed. Here's something you didn't even know existed, but for this price you can have it, or this many payments you can have it. And the idea that, well, maybe in our Christmas spending, maybe we'll moderate. Maybe we'll dial it back. And you may have a spouse that says, you mean we don't have it? Are you saying we don't have it? No, I'm saying, no, we have it. We just don't need to do it that way. Moderation. Galatians 5, let's look at this. This is a great passage for us to kind of refocus back to God. These are the fruit of the Spirit. So the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. So let's start with these three: love, kindness, goodness. In our giving, in your giving, we can exercise these fruit, right? So giving is still good. That hasn't changed. Jesus said it's more blessed to give than to receive. This past year is the first year. Abby told me this the other day, that last year was the first year she gave a present that, and I'll tell you what she did. She got her sister Sydney she took a photo of their dog, Leon, and had it made into a poster and for Sydney, for her room. And that was a gift, and she did that with her own money. It was her own idea. It was her own thing. And that was the first time in that, right, on that level that she experienced giving. It's fun. Giving is fun. Giving is still good. We experience joy and others experience joy, but add to these things, to have joy, we also have to have some self-control. Otherwise, we'll have a lot of regrets for spending our money in ways we didn't need to. Seek first the kingdom of God. There's a reminder what we're about, church. This is what we're seeking. I'm not canceling Christmas in my house. We're still going to open presents. but we would be wise to have some moderation. Sometimes we can overspend during Christmas to the point we cannot be generous with God or other people in need. Can't do it. Can't do it in January. We're strapped. We're trying to dig out. And we dig out a few months, maybe a whole year of digging out, right? Because we overindulged during a time we didn't have to. And so maybe make a budget. Crazy idea to lay out on paper, what are we going to spend this year? I've done it this way. We've done it this way. I don't recommend it, but I confess it because I trust I'm not the only one that we're not. Sometimes we just kind of do what we do. We know how much we're going to spend on the kids, but other things pertaining to Christmas time, we just do. Right? We just do. And somehow we still pay the bills in January and we move on, but it's not the best. I leave you with this tidbit. I know a family that their decision during Christmas time, they started early, is they designated an amount that they spent on the children on their gifts. Of course, it's divided up, but that amount, they take that amount and they cut it in half, and half of that goes to the kids for presents, and the other half they give to charities. They give to something, some need that would honor God, and they let the children choose the need. And during Christmas time, the children know half of our present money is being given. Moderation. Moderation. It's a word we need to think about, church. We're going to sing a song of encouragement this morning, and you may be here and have something on your heart that you need to lift up to God. It may be that there's one here that you've never given your life to Christ. You've never become a child of God. You've never had your sins washed away. If there's something we could help you with, we'd ask that you come while we stand and sing.
Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. To my